Today's shiur is Daf Lamed Daled, and we're going to begin on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. We're going to begin on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis about five lines from the bottom. Yesterday, on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, the Gemara had quoted a brisa. The brisa said that if you have a kalkola on a tree, makes no difference where on the tree the kalkola is, then the Erev that's in the Rishos Rabbim next to that kalkola on the tree will be an acceptable Erev because it will be considered accessible. If you want to see a diagram, that would be diagram 166 on page 56. So the Gemara immediately asked, when we learned the Braisa, the kalkola on a tree, and this Tosfos explained it right away, is a chayrei rishus hayachid. It's connected to the rishus hayachid. And if it's connected to the rishus hayachid, it has a din like a rishus hayachid. So therefore, why is it considered accessible to the person in rishus rabbim who wants to be kind of shvis in rishus rabbim? So the Gemara answered that the tree itself was not dal tefachim wide. The kalkola is what combined with the tree to give us the width of Dalet. And furthermore, this is how we explain the Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the kalkola wasn't Dalet Tefachim wide from top to bottom. It narrowed on the bottom. And since it narrowed on the bottom, it wasn't considered Rosh Hashanah. And that's how we explain the Braisa, which is obviously a very forced shot. So now the Gemara proposes, Rabbi Yirmiyah gives us a different understanding why it's acceptable. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omar, Rabbi Yirmiyah explains, Shani Kalkola, you know why there's no problem when the Erev is in Kalkola? Hoyel v'yochlin toysoi ulavi l'techasara. Since you could tilt the Kalkola, and this is shown in diagram 168, since you could tilt the Kalkola from where it is, l'malam yud, to lower, that's how it would become accessible to the person in the Rosh Hashanah. So, I'm going to explain it the way Rashi and Tosfos in one of his Pshatim explain it. The Kalkola in 166 was above Yud Tefachim. It was in Rosh Hashanah. When I tilt the Kalkola, I tilt it from a Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelis. Moving from a Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelis is permitted, is only a Shvus. As we've been explaining the Gemara, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, who holds that if something is only osam midrabbanon, bein hashmoshes, it's not a problem. So tilting the kalkola bein hashmoshes from the Rosh Hashanah to the Carmelis is not a problem. Now taking it now from the Carmelis to where the person is standing in the Rosh Hashanah is also only a drabbanon, and therefore this will be an acceptable eruv. So the tree is really dal tefachim wide, but since the kalkola is movable, take it first from the Shusayach to the Karmelis, and then from the Karmelis to the Shusarabim. That's why, if the Erev is in the Kalkola, no matter where on the tree the Kalkola is hanging, it will be an acceptable Erev. That's how Rabbi Yirmiyah explains it. Tosfos has other Pshatim. Tosfos has a Pshat that the reason you're allowed to do this is because the Kalkola doesn't completely move out of the Shusayach to the Karmelis, as the picture also shows. It's partially still in the Shusayach, partially in the Karmelis. That's a Pshat Tosfos says. The Ritva says the reason it's mutter is because it never really came to a full rest. But we're going to learn with the Pshat that we learned. But what did Rabbi Yirmiyah just teach us? He taught us a gewaldige chiddush, that something that didn't happen, something that could happen, is already in halacha considered good enough. Yosra Papa, the Kamal HaShmaitza. He said over this chiddush of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Eisver Rav Bar Shvol Rapapa. So Rav Bar Shvol asked Rapapa after hearing this. Keitzur Oysa. We're going to learn on Daf Lamed Ches the following Mishnah. If Yontiv is on Friday, now to be able to walk on Friday past the Tchum, you also need Erev Tchumim. So you have Yontiv on Friday and then you have Shabbos, and the person wants to have Erev Tchumim both for Friday and for Shabbos. So like Rashi and Tosfos point out, if the person himself will go, the person who wants to walk past the Tchuk will go himself and stand there Thursday afternoon, then there's no need for Erev Tchumim, because being there yourself is better than any Erev Tchumim could ever accomplish. So if he wanted to go to Thursday afternoon, then go back home, and then again be there Friday, Ben Shmoshes, that would be perfect. But this person doesn't want to, doesn't have to, he wants to rely on a shliach. So the shliach goes Thursday afternoon, Ketzur Oysa, the shliach goes Friday afternoon, Melech HaBarishin, he takes it Thursday afternoon, makes sure the Erev is there, the whole Ben Shmoshes, Thursday afternoon, going into Thursday night, or Mach Shechalof, make sure it's there, the whole Ben Shmoshes for night loy, and then brings it home, or Baloi B'sheni, and then on Friday afternoon, the same thing repeats itself. Mach Shechalof, there he has to make sure that the Erev is there all Friday afternoon, and then and then he can eat it. Because once the Erev was there, Ben Shmoshes, as we will learn, as long as the Erev is there, I have learned and will learn, as long as the Erev is there, Ben Shmoshes, it's fine. Ubaloi. And then he comes home. Now, what are we learning here? That to make sure your Erev works, you have to actually be there. Without you actually being there, the Erev is meaningless. Ask the Gemara, am I? And we're going to learn the Gemara. There's a lot of ways of learning this Gemara. We're going to learn the Gemara with Rashi's pshat as the Rabbeinu Peretz understands Rashi. Neima, kiven the boy am tuyi mansi mamtilei. Since, if the person wanted to, he could get the Erev there on Friday afternoon, Ben Shmoshes. And Rabbi Yirmiyah just told us, as long as something is potentially doable, even though you didn't actually do it, it's sufficient. So why do you have to carry the Erev? Just say the fact that he could have gotten it there, it's enough. So first question is the obvious question. So why did the Mishnah, why did the Gemara have to quote the Mishnah with Friday Shabbos? You could have just asked. After we lit Rabbi Yirmiyah's din, we don't need Erev Tchum anymore. You never have to put it down. So Rashi says, you're right. He says, why did the Gemara choose to ask it from that Mishnah? He says a very interesting statement. The only place that we find in the Masechta the concept that you actually have to put down the Erev is that Mishnah. So that's why the Gemara chose to ask from that Mishnah. But the question isn't relevant to that Mishnah. Now, what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is, since I have a permissible way of getting the Erev there, and Rabbi Yirmiyah says, as long as I have a permissible way of getting it there, it's fine. Now, the question is, how do you have a permissible way of getting it there? You have to carry it there. Ben Shmoshes, you're not allowed to carry. So Rabbeinu Peretz and Rashi explains that, again, we said before, as long as you're only going to be over an Issa D'Rabbanan, our Gemara holds it's no problem. So walking out of your house to Rosh Hashanah is a problem. But as soon as you have the Erev outside of your house, you have no problem. Because you could get it, because once you have it in Rosh Hashanah, even though the Rosh Hashanah where you want to put down the Erev is 2,000 Amos, or maybe even more away, you could get there by walking Pachas Pachas Midalat Amos. Walking less than Dalat Amos at a time is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So, and an Issa D'Rabbanan, we're saying, is not a problem. So the Gemara's question is, why do I actually have to walk all the way to where I'm putting the Erev? It should be enough that I take it out of my home, so I avoid any Issa D'Raises, and I shouldn't have to walk all the way. Once Rabbi Yirmiyah taught me that the potential in Hilchas Erevin is as good as the real. That's the Gemara's question, the way Rashi explains it. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's Pshat for two reasons. Number one, the question that we said before, then why is the Gemara's question limited to that story? It should be a question every Erev. And number two, Tosfos is not satisfied with what Rashi said, that you can walk as much as you want as long as you keep on walking less than Dalat Amos. Tosfos said that that's not mutter, even with Rabbanan. That's why Tosfos explains the Gemara. I'm not going to go into Tosfos' pshat. He explains the Gemara's question specifically from that case only. Now the Ritva says a very important vart. He says, even though Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying that since something is potentially doable, in Hilchas Erev Tchum I consider it real, he says it has to be not only potentially doable halachically, it has to be potentially doable physically. That means like this. You want to, what's the Gemara saying? That I could take the Erev outside of my home, and since I could potentially get there, it's good enough. That's the Gemara's question. But let's say Bein HaShmoshes is 15, 20 minutes long, and to actually walk there will take an hour. There the Ritva will agree that Erev is not an acceptable. The Ritva says everybody, even Rabbi Yirmiyah, will agree that it's not an acceptable Erev. You can't go and say that something that's physically impossible should all of a sudden be good enough because it's potentially doable. It's not potentially doable if it's physically impossible. Where is it nafkamina lalochem? There's a shaila. Then the Yehuda talks about it, the Shaila Meshiv talks about it, the Marsham talks about it. It's a shaila by Erev Chatzeris, but it's the same concept. Let's say you put your Erev in a place that's inaccessible. words, let's say you have a number of people that share a house, and they leave the Erev Chatzeres in one of the houses, in one of the apartments, and that apartment gets foreclosed. The government says that you didn't pay taxes, and we're foreclosing, so it's impossible to get into the house. They lock up the house. Will that Erev be acceptable? Based on what we learned on the Ritva, even if it's halachically possible, if it's physically impossible, the Erev is never a good Erev. But here we're talking about, the Gemara's question is, where it's physically possible, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu was mechadish, that if it's physically possible, and it's halachically possible, even though I didn't actually do it, it should be good enough. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Truthfully, after learning Rabbi Yirmiyahu's din, we should never actually have to put down the Erev. There's only one case where it won't work. What would happen if instead of it being Friday and Shabbos, Friday Yontov and then Shabbos Yontov, you'll have Shabbos and then Sunday? So when do you have to put down the Erev for Sunday? Sunday being Yontov, you have to put it Shabbos afternoon. And again, this is the way the Rabbeinu Peretz explains the Gemara. Even though we said there's no problem of doing a Shavuos Bein HaShemashos, there's a difference between the Bein HaShemashos of Friday afternoon to the Bein HaShemashos of Shabbos afternoon. Although a Shavuos is permitted for Tzarech Mitzvah, for sure, Friday afternoon, Shabbos afternoon is different. And the Svar is very poshut. Because Friday afternoon, you're walking off a time that's mutter. And Bein HaShemashos is a Safik, so I have a Chazaka that it's still Friday and it's mutter. Shabbos is just opposite. Shabbos afternoon, I have a Chazaka that it's also to do this, because it's Shabbos. So I can't, by a Safik, always say it's mutter. So that's why Shabbos afternoon, even if the Erev was outside your apartment, you couldn't carry it Pachs Medalar Amos. Because Pachs Medalar Amos is a Shavuos. And a Shavuos Shabbos afternoon is Asr. That's why, since if Yontif came out on Sunday, leaving the Erev just outside your home wouldn't be good enough. There you would actually have to carry it. Because you don't have the option of Pachs Medalar Amos. Because of that one situation, we always said you have to actually physically put down your Erev. But if not for that, we could, says the Gemara, rely, at least at this point of the Gemara, on Rabbi Yirmiyahu Svara, that it's something that's potentially doable is good enough for Hilchas Erev Tchumen. So now we have, in the case that we said, by the Kalkala. So maybe we'll have other cases, so far by the Kalkala. Now, let's see what the halachic ramifications this are. Rashi now is learning that, this is halach lemaisa, that there's a difference between a Shavuos Bein HaShemashos of Friday afternoon versus a Shavuos Bein HaShemashos Shabbos afternoon. That there, even Lotzarech Mitzvah, it's not Mutter. Tosfos, who disagrees, and I didn't go into the details of Tosfos, but I just want to tell you, because the Magen Avraham discusses this, and the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos discusses this, who has a different approach in the Gemara. There's a Chumra in Rashi and a Kula in Rashi, and there's a Chumra in Rashi, and there's a Chumra in Tosfos and a Kula in Tosfos. The Chumra in Rashi is that Rashi is not Mekel on a Shavuos Bein HaShemashos Shabbos afternoon. Tosfos is Mekel on a Shavuos Shabbos afternoon. On the other hand, Rashi is Mekel that Pox Medalar Amos, carrying something less than Dalar Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, is like any other Shavuos. Tosfos is Machmer that Pox Medalar Amos is more stringent than all the other Shavuos, and you can't treat it like a regular Shavuos. So each one has their own Kula and Chumra. So now the Gemara asks another question on Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Eisvei. This is picture 169. Somebody wanted to be kind of Shvisa in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, as the picture so indicates, here on the right. V'niach eruv b'koisel, and he put his eruv on the wall. So now we have to look where he put it. L'matim asar tfachim, if he put the eruv on a spot that's below 10 tfachim high, then the halach is eruv eruv. Why is his eruv an eruv? Because Lamatim Asar Tvachim is a Carmelis. Carrying from a Carmelis to where he wants to be kind of Shvisa and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. As we said, if it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, it's no problem. Lamalim Asar Tvachim. But if he, on the other hand, he put his Erev above 10 Tvachim. So now his Erev is in a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So getting his Erev to where he is Valves of Doraisa from Rosh Hashanah Hayochid Tarushus Rabim, then the halacha is an eruv eruv, because if the only way you can access your eruv is by being over an isadai raisa, then the eruv is not considered a valid eruv. Now Rashi points out, Taisus also points out, that obviously the makam shvisa has to be more than dalat amos away from where the Erev is. Because yesterday we learned, Rava taught us, that if the Erev is within Dalet Amos, or where you want to be kind of Shvisa, even if it involves carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, since for Hilchas Erev Tchumim it's considered one area, whenever it's within Dalet Amos, that was the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Beis of Beis, it's no problem. So obviously this spot where I want to be kind of Erev is more than Dalet Amos away from the actual Erev. Now the Rajva asks a different question. The Rajva says, even in the case where the Erev is in the Karmelis, where it's Lamat Miyod, but it's more than Dalet Amos away. How could that be considered the spot? The Erev has to be near where you want to be kind of Shvisa. So the answer is that this is what the Rajba answers, we had a similar teretz yesterday in a Ritva by a tree. Since it's along the same wall, even though it may be a great distance from where I want to be kind of Shvisa to where the Erev is, the wall serves the purpose of uniting it, that it's one area. We said the same test by a tree yesterday, that when you wanted the Erev to be on one side of the where you had a very wide tree, we said that the Ritva says that the tree unites the whole area into one. Here the wall unites the whole area into one. Continues the Braisa. The Skaven Lishbais Barosha Shoivacha Barosha Migdal. Somebody wanted to be kind of Shvisa on top of a Shoivach as a nest, or Migdal is a closet. The diagrams work with the closet, which is diagram 170. L'mal miyutfachim, if it's l'mal miyutfachim, there ruve erif, because it involves going from a Carmelis to a Rosh Hashayochid. L'matim miyutfachim, no, I'm sorry. If the erif is l'mal miyutfachim, there's no picture. If the actual erif is l'mal miyutfachim, so it's in Rosh Hashayochid. So going from there to on top of the closet involves going from Rosh Hashayochid to Rosh Hashayochid. So it's fine. However, if it's l'matim yutfachim, if the Erev is l'matim yutfachim, so this is the way Rashi explains. Carrying the Erev from l'matim yutfachim to l'malim yutfachim, from where it is in this diagram, to the top of the closet, involves going through the Avi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, this little space in between the bread and the closet. So that means you're going to a Rosh Hashanah Yochid through Avi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's a Doraisa, and that's why Ein Aruva Erev. Ask the Gemara, Vamai, even in this second case, if Rabbi Yirmiyah just taught us that the Halacha, as far as Erev Tchum concerned, says that whatever is potentially doable, I said happens, Hachinami, we should say, Hoyl V'yochlin Toysel Toychah Sarai, since I could take this closet, tilt it down, and have that the top of the closet will also be within a Sarat Fachim, so it involves going from a Carmelis to a Carmelis. If it involves going from a Carmelis to a Carmelis, it's mutter. It's not worse than a Drabonon. It may not even be a Drabonon. So we follow Rabbi Yirmiyah's lead that anything that potentially could happen, as far as Hilchas Erev is concerned, already happened. This should be even in this case. Even when the Erev, when the Makom Shvis is Lamal Miyud, and the Erev is Lamat Miyud, it should be a good Erev. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hach B'Migdal Masumar Skinen. You're right. Under normal circumstances, it would not be a problem. But here we're talking that the closet, this is diagram 172, was attached to the wall. And how did we explain earlier in this year that besides that it has to be halachically possible, it also has to be physically possible? Here, you're right, halachically it works, but physically it doesn't work because the closet is knocked into the wall. That's why Rabbi Yirmiyah's hetter doesn't work. But if you didn't have it locked in, then the hetter would work. So somebody asked before, give me another example of where Rabbi Yirmiyah's concept is valid la'alocha. Here we have the concept. If you had this closet, if it wasn't knocked into the wall, if the Erev was l'matim yud and the closet and the makom shvis is l'malim yud, it would still work according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. It would be acceptable Erev. The Gemara says another teretz. Rav Amar, afil b'migdal she'enim asumah. You don't have to explain that the curse is talking about a closet that's nailed into the wall. Hacha, we're talking about b'migdal aruch eskinen. This is diagram 173. You have a very large closet. Because you have a very large closet, so now when you tilt the closet all the way down, it'll tilt more than Dalet Amos because the closet is very high. And this is what the Maram explains Rashi. So now we have to do two things the halacha has to do for us. First of all, the halacha has to tilt the closet that isn't tilted. Number two, there's a problem. When I tilt the closet, I'm going to have to walk more than Dalet Amos from where the Erev is to where the closet is now, which will involve walking pockets, pockets with Dalet Amos. So two heterim, tilting a closet and saying that I can walk pockets, pockets with Dalet Amos, nobody will allow you to get away with. Into the Gemara. One's a physical heter that you have to walk less than Dalet Amos, but the physical heter is based after the tilting, which is an imaginary heter, so you can't do that. That's the way my Ram explains the Gemara. There are other explanations. I feel a migdal she'enim a summer v'hachal a migdal oruch eskinen d'imam t'lei porti oz a chutzl arva amos. Now there's a very interesting tosfos here. In the case that we spoke about before, where it's not very tall and I'm tilting the closet, so as tosfos I tilt the closet, I go back to diagram 171. Ask Tosfos, where exactly will the Kinyan Shvisa now be? Will it be where the yellow line meets the challah, or will it be where I originally wanted to be Kinyan Shvisa? Just that it works, because it could work halachically. So Tosfos says, of course, the Makom Shvisa will be where I wanted it to be, because that's what my intention was. So there's a beautiful tshuva from the Koichem Miyakov. The Koichem Miyakov was the Himmel Rav Rav. He was a brother of the Chibina Rav. He says, there's a lot of Shailas and Shuvas Forum discuss this. Let's say somebody bought a seat in Shul. It's a very interesting Shaila. But because somebody bought a seat in the Shul, and the seat is right next to the Aron Kodesh. You spent a lot of money, you got a great seat. Then they renovate the Shul. And your seat now, you have your exact same spot. You have the exact same chair. They haven't moved it. But now you're not that close to the Aron Kodesh. So now, and you come to the Gabbaim and you say, I bought a seat that I should be right next to the Aron Kodesh. So they say, no, we gave you the chair. That's your chair. We haven't moved it. Who's right? So he says, based on this Tosfos, the person who bought the seat is right. He says, the halacha could do whatever it does, but the place that you started, that's where you are. Here too, I intended to be kind of Makom Shvisa in this mat. The halacha tilts the closet, doesn't tilt the closet, it doesn't change where I want my Makom Shvisa. Continues the Gemara. Now one more thing. Says the Gemara, even in a case, we're looking at diagram 174, even in a case where the closet is tall, or the closet is attached to the wall, so the halacha cannot tilt the closet. Still, says the Gemara, Hey Chedomi, either Ike Kafso Masna, if there is a window, as the diagram shows, in this closet, or Masna is a rope that could schlep the Erev through that window into the closet, so you're not going through the Avirishus Rabim, because you're always Lamata Miyud, you're always within the area of a Kamlis, then it'll be acceptable. Either it could cast a masna, lysa, you could bring the Erev into the closet, but kafsa masna. When we said in this brisa that the Erev won't work, it's talking about a case, the less like kafsa masna, that there is no rope and there is no window. The Mishnah said, Nosna b'bar, if the Erev was put into a bar, a filu, even if the bar is Amak Mei Amma, 100 Amas deep, Eruv Eruv. The Eruv is a good Eruv. Ask the Gemara, Hai Bar the Koi Heichi. Exactly, tell me where is this pit. Let's get the story. Ilaim the Koi Bershusha Yochid, if it's talking that the bar is a Shusha Yochid, and I want to be Koi Neshvisa outside the bar, Pshita, why shouldn't it work? I'm carrying from Rishusha Yochid to Rishusha Yochid, which is not even a Drabbanan, it's 100% acceptable. So certainly the Eruv will be okay. And just like a Rishus Yochid goes all the way up, it goes all the way down. So this bar is a full-fledged Rishus Yochid. I'm standing outside the bar. So the Erev from inside the bar to me outside the bar involves going from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid. There's no question. El Dekoy Rishus Rabim. It must be that the area outside the bar is a Rishus Harabim. So now the question is, Niskavin Lishbas Heicha. If, where exactly do I want to be Koine Shvisa? Ilamala, if I want to be Koine Shvisa outside the bar, which we just said is Rishus Rabim, and the Erev is actually in the bar, which is Rishus Yochid, So why does the Mishnah say the Erev is a good Erev? Amai, who b'makim echad, v'ruv b'makim echad here. Getting access to the Erev involves taking the Erev from inside the pit, which is a Rishus HaYachid, to outside the pit, which is a Rishus HaRabim. And we explain that if the only access to the Erev involves being over an Issa D'Raisa, that Erev can't be acceptable. And like Tosus right away points out, that will only be a problem if I want to be kind of Shvisa more than Dalet Amos away from the pit. Because as Rava said, I already said it earlier today in Shir, Rava and Aflamid Bezam Abez told us that as long as the Erev and where I want to be kind of Shvisa are within Dalet Amos of each other, even if it involves being over an Issa D'Raisa, there's no problem. So like Tosus explains, the Erev is in the bar, and I want to be kind of Shvisa outside the bar, more than Dalet Amos away. So the Gemara says, how could the Mishnah tell me that that's a good Erev? It involves being over the Raisa of Mishnah Sayachal Shus Rabin. Ilamata, if on the other hand, I want to be kind of Shvisa in the bar where the Erev is, then there's no question that it's good. Who the Erev of Makam Echad? I'm right next to my Erev. Says the Gemara, like Tzrich, you know what the case is? The Kaiba Karmelis. The area outside the bar is a Karmelis. The bar, as we explained, is Rishus HaYachid. Where do I want to be kind of Shvisa? Neskam Lishbos Lamala. I want to be kind of Shvisa in the Karmelis. So what is involved in getting the Erev to where I am? Carrying from Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis, which is a Shvus. And as we explained a number of times today, we explained that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi, Dama Kol Davish Mishum Shvus. Anything that the only Isser is Isser Rabbanon, Legozer La Ben Hashmashah, there is no Gzeira. Said the Mishnah, Nos number Rosh Hakana, if you put the Erev on top of a pole, or Rosh Hakundis, or on top of a different type of a pillar, Bizmanchu Tolosh Venots, if this pillar, this pole, was already detached from the ground and then reattached, Afil Gavoya Me'ama, even if it's 100 Amas tall, Hareza Erev. So there's a few things to discuss here. First of all, why do I need that it should be Dalet Amos wide on top? So Rashi says that the top is Dalet Amos wide because we learned yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda says that an Erev Tachumim cannot work unless you placed it in an area that's Dalet Amos wide. The Rosh disagrees with Rashi and he says that the actual place where the Erev was put on was not Dalet Amos wide because we don't necessarily pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. It was just put on top of the pillar, but who says the top is Dalet Amos wide? Machlokes Rashi and the Rosh. Why is there no problem of carrying the Erev from Rosh Hashanah to where I'm standing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? So Rashi explains, since the Erev is only wide on top, but it isn't Dalet Amos wide all the way, so it's not a Rosh Hashanah, it's only a Karmelis. So it only involves carrying, so it doesn't involve being over carrying from Rosh Hashanah to where I am. That's one of the truths Rashi gives. Now, there's a very interesting halacha, really not relevant to Hilchos Erev Tchumim, that's brought down here. What does it say here? That the Erev is 100 Amos high. And I'm right, I could be right next to it. So then we have Rava's Heter anyway. But ask the Chelkus Yaakov the following Shaila. What's going to be the halacha of somebody sleeping on a bunk bed? Or we could have a triple decker. It's very, very high up. And the halacha is that L'chatchil, a person is not supposed to walk Dalet Amos in the morning without washing Negelvasser. But he has to get down from his triple-decker bed, who know how high it is. So that's really more than Dalet Amos, climbing down from the top of your bed. Now, you don't want to leave a thing of water on your bed all night. So is that considered walking Dalet Amos when you climb from the top all the way down? So he says, from our Mishnah, it's a ride that's not considered. He says, our Mishnah doesn't consider the Dalet Amos that you have from the top to the bottom. That's all considered one. You only start counting the Dalet Amos only horizontally. The vertical is not considered towards the Dalet Amos, and he says that's why even if somebody's sleeping very high up, he can leave the Negelvasser all the way in the bottom and would not be considered a walk Dalet Amos. Ask the Gemara, Ramalei Rav Adabar Masna L'Rava. Tolosh V'Notz In, what did it say? That specifically because you took out the stick and you put it back in. Loi Tolosh V'Notz Loi. But if the stick had never been detached from the ground, you could not put an Erev on it. Why? Because leaving something on something that's attached to the ground is mishtamish be'ilon. being mishtamish bi'ilon, being mishtamish with something that's attached to the ground, is asma d'rabbanan. But now we have a problem. We just explained that if the only problem in accessing the Erev is an issa d'rabbanan, banish mashut, it's not a problem. What's the problem if you're going to do something that's attached to something that's on a stick that's attached to the floor? It's mishtamish bilam, but that's only according to Rabbanan a problem. Rebbe, we just explained that the previous Mishnah taught us that if the only issa is issa d'rabbanan, I have no problem. Mani, Rabbanan hi, this Mishnah will only be able to work if I explain it like the Rabbanan. The Amri called Dovashu Mishnah Shvus, that even if the issa is only issa d'rabbanan, gozul abeinu shmashus. V'amrit Reisha, we just finished explaining the previous Mishnah, Mamish, a minute ago, that Rebbe, and that's why we said that if the bar is Rishus HaYochid, and I want to be kind of Shvus to the Carmelis, it's still an acceptable Erev, because it's only a Shvus to get access to the Erev, and we said, like, Gozel Shvus Ben Hashmashes. So the previous Mishnah is Rebbe, and this Mishnah we could only figure out according to Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Reish Rebbe, the Sefer Rabbanan, is the first Mishnah going to be according to Rebbe and the second Mishnah according to Rabbanan? Amalei, so respond to him. Kfal Amalei, Rami Bar Chama, Rav Chisda. Rami Bar Chama asked this question to Rav Chisda. V'shanilei, and Itaka answered him, yes, Reish Rebbe, the previous Mishnah is Rebbe, the Sefer, and this next Mishnah is going to Rabbanan. Ravina Amma, Ravina says, Kula Rebbe hi. You could explain both Mishnahs according to Rebbe. If it's going to Rebbe, why do I have to have that the stick, that the pole was detached? Even if it's attached, it's only Mishtamish B'ilon. Mishtamish B'ilon is only Yisud Rabbanan. The safer Gzer Shem Yuktan. Rebbe holds, here Rebbe is going to be Machmer. Why is Rebbe going to be Machmer? Because we're worried that the stick, is the pole, is made out of a soft wood, and it's very likely that when you take the air, you'll break the stick. So even though Rebbe normally is makel on a shvus ben hashmashes, here we're worried about that you may break it, and breaking it is awesome of the raisa. Ask the bi'alocha, quotes Ritva. The bi'alocha asks about the kasha. Let's say you take taking off the erev, and you'll break the stick. You still won't be chayv for issa d'raisa. It's a dov shenem skaven. You're not intending to break it. So why should it be considered that you could be that you'll be gzeiru shem yiktim? And if you'll be yiktim, and if you'll break it, what will be? It'll only be the rabbanan anyway. It's a dov shenem skaven. So the bi'alocha here says a very big chiddush. We know when we learned after Shabbos, we said this many times, that even though a dov shenem skaven is mutter, we said a psik reisha is awesome. Now psik reisha, how do we always explain a psik reisha? Something that's for certain going to happen. The classical case, psik reisha v'layomis, you'll chop off the chicken's head, it'll certainly die. Says the bi'alocha, it doesn't have to be a psik reisha. Even if it's very likely to happen, you already don't have the head of dov shenem skaven. Since when you're dealing with a soft pole, the chances of it breaking are very significant, even though it's not for sure, but it's significant, that's ready, everybody's going to hold its awesome. And that's why you can make a Zer Shem Yikton. The Ritva explains it a whole different way. The Ritva explains that we're not, with Enechanami, if this stick will break, it's not a problem because it'll be Dov Shenem Skaven. We're just worried that since you're dealing with 12 sticks, you may accidentally, when you're up there, you'll go and you'll purposely break a stick because it's so easy to break it. Says the Gemara, there was an army that came to Nadal. Amalei Rav Nachman, and the army took up a lot of place in the city. And Rav Nachman wanted to say a shir the next day, and he knew that all the areas that we generally used to gather the Talmidim to say the shir were being used by the army. Amalei Rav Nachman, puku avdu kavushi ka, go take and take these reeds and prepare them as chairs or benches that we could sit in them tomorrow on Shabbos. Kafshi ba'agme, go press them down by the swamp. Ulmeicha nezel v'neis v'elai. And tomorrow we'll be able to sit on them. Eisvi ram v'chom l'Rav Nachman. V'amalei Ravuch l'Abel l'Rav Nachman. Tolosh v'notz in. That our Mishnah said that the only time you could use the pole if it was detached from before Shabbos. Loi tolosh v'loi notz loi. But if it's not detached, you're not allowed to use it. Why? Because we just said gzerish shemik daim. It's very likely that it'll break. So even these things that you prepared them from before Shabbos, how could you use to sit on them? It's likely to break. So you shouldn't be allowed to sit on them. Amalei hosam b'zardim. There's a difference if they're hard or they're soft. Our Mishnah is talking about soft reeds. There is Exeru Shem Yiktoim, because it's very likely that they'll break. Out this story with the shear was talking about hard sticks, hard reeds, and there is no Exeru Shem Yiktoim. Ask the Gemara, Umanot Tamer the Shana Laban Zardin L'Shenon Zardin. Where in Halacha do we find a nafkamina if the sticks are hard or soft? The Tanya. It says a Brisa. Hakyanin, which are these reeds, Vatad Vagn, these are other types of bushes, Min Ilanheim, they're all considered a type of a tree, Van Klein Bakarim. They're not a problem if you plant them in a vineyard, because the only time you have an issue of Klein is you plant vegetables with fruits. But trees with trees are not Klein. Vatan Yiduch, yet there's another Brisa that says Hakanim Vakidim Vaorbanin Min Yerikin, that the Kanim, that the reeds, are considered like a vegetable. And you will have a problem. Van Klein Bakarim, you will have a problem. So kasha ahadadi. So we have a kasha. Is kanim, are kanim vegetables or are kanim ilonis? El shmamina. How do we reconcile these two brises? Kan bezardin, kan b'shen zardin. When they're hard, they're considered like a tree, and you don't have a problem with klayim. And also, as far as Aos Gemara is concerned, you don't have a problem with shema yikton. When they're soft, they're considered yerek. Therefore, you'll have a problem with klayim, and you'll also have a problem with shema yikta. Ask the Gemara. Here we mention kidoin as a type of a yerek, and that's why you have a problem of klayim. Ask the Gemara, the kida min yereku, is kida considered a vegetable? Vatanan eima kivin pagam agaba kidon, levena. You're not allowed to graft pagam and kida levena, mimneshi yerek be'ilon. Pagam is a vegetable, and kida is a tree. So we have a problem. A moment ago we said that kida is considered a vegetable, and now we're saying it's a tree. Answers the Gemara. Amar Papa, kida l'chod v'kida levon l'chod. There are two types of kidas. There's something that's called kida, which is a vegetable, and that's why there's a problem of climb with it. And there's something else called kida levona, which is a tree, and there's no problem of climb with it.